We have discussed in the previous short lecture about the Talmud published in Spain between the years of Reishman Beis and Reishnan Beis, between the years of 1482 and 1492, Gemara and Rashi itself. The 2 years later, they have started printing in Italy a Talmud with Gemara in the center, Rashi on one side and Tesis on the other side, like we have it in our Gemaras in our days. They have started printing it in Reish Mem Dalet, 1484. In the colophon of the first volume, Broches, it says that it was published in Shnas Gemore. The gematria of Gemore is Reish Mem Dalet. Reish Mem and Gimel Aleph is Reish Mem Dalet. We have in this library the last 5 pages of this Maseches Brochas, including the page of colophon. He published several volumes in the next few years. But then, one of the printers, this print house was in Sonsino, one of the printers of this family moved then to Pizarro, another city in Italy, where he opened the print house. And then, there he continued printing some Gemores of this set. Since he came from Sonsino, he took for himself as last name Sonsino. He published several more volumes, but they didn't succeed to do the whole chas. Only several volumes in Sonsino and several volumes in Pizarro, the same family that moved from here to there. First time that the whole chas was published was the Bomberg chas, several years later, in the years Reish Pei Tiret till Reish Pei Gimel, 1520 till 1523. It was Bomberg that he opened in Venice, in Italy, a large-scale Jewish print house, printed there for him, not only for Italy, but for the whole other countries around in Europe. That was in the same format like Sonsino and Pizarro. In the center of the pages, the Gemore, and on the sides, one side is the Rashi, and one side in the Tesis, like we have in our days. But it's not the same. Because when they finished printing the whole chas in Venice, by Bomberg, from 1520 till 1523, they have decided that all future prints of chas should be the same format, daf al daf. Every page should start the same word and end the same word. All the future prints. The reason for it is because usually Sforim, Mechabrim, are being Metzayin, look up in this Gemara, this page says so and so. If each print of the Shas would have starting other pages and finishing it in other words, so then when you see a Tzion, look in Borobas, Daf, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis, you'll never find it, because in your print, it's not Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, it's Mem Beis Lamed Beis. So they have decided then, since now we have a whole Shas with Rashi and Tesis on the page, all the future printing of Shas in the next hundreds and hundreds of years are always in the same format. Starting the same word every page and ending the same word every page. In the Sonsino and Pizarro, those few volumes they have printed, they didn't have this rule. They didn't have yet the whole Shas. So they made it by Bomberg Shas. And this was a success. It was published with a large staff within 3 years and was sold all around in Europe. Till several years later, he had to reprint the whole Shas. Like six years later, like Reish Pi Vov till Reish Pi Ches, like 1528, in those years, he published another edition of the same Shas, everything the same. And this was also a success. So several years later, in the 1540s, he published it a third time. And these three prints became the foundation for all future prints of Talmud for the next hundreds and hundreds of years.